Hi, everyone. Well, today is Friday. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and this is our paranormal show tonight. So we'll clear the date like we always do. So today is the sixth day of April, and we're in the year 2018 right now. Let's try an archive, then it will be in your past. But here we go, and just see if this also affects you on an archive, getting rid of this past energy from you. So here we go. If you're live, we'll release it now. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels fine. And we'll bring up the light being, or you can bring it up on your monitor screen or screens, bringing peace energy your way. And I use the word stronger to increase the energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you do have a emotional or physical situation going on, maybe pain or just some kind of emotional trauma, drama, something, let's release that from you. We'll get rid of the one timeline that you're thinking of. And here we go. And it could be what you're feeling right now, this very moment. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And need some more energy. 1, 2, there we go. Just got released. Okay. So let's bring Ann on. So, Ann, are you all ready to go?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. As Ron said, it's Paranormal Friday here on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. So any weirdnesses you want to share that have happened in your life or you're wondering about, you can send them in to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll get your emails. And there's also a link to the Weebly chat page on the BBS radio station page where you can send us a message as well. And welcome if you're a new listener. Ron has some wonderful healings. He connects us to source energy. Not everything Ron does is regards the paranormal. He mostly talks about and helps us with being in peace, being in the moment, and being healed. So if you haven't seen Ron's website, it's creationlightship.com, and we'll talk more about the healings and all the things that Ron does, and some special healing that's coming up this month for the brain. And I know we're all looking forward to being smarter. And Ron also has an expo coming up at the end of April. So we'll talk more about all those things as the show progresses. So someone sent in a perfectly appropriate paranormal email, Ron. So if you'd like, I'll just get started reading the emails.
Sure.
Okay. I have done clearings on this subject before when you talked about it. We had one in the family growing up. I'm sorry, I should have said this is regarding Ouija boards. We had one in the family growing up and played it for fun until I got the chills one time and felt funny and said, nope, no more, never touch it again. So I thought I cleared the entities with the whole life entity clearing in Unlimited. After Wednesday's show this week, I put the words Ouija board back into the natal barcode clearing and started running timeline crashes of the years I played with it with my sisters. Will this help if I was playing over a vortex? That house we played in was filled with ghosts and other visitors. Will put the special clearing on my list.
Yes, it sounds like you're in the right direction there. Yeah, very good. Do that and you should probably have some relief, yeah. I could do another clearing right now for people if you didn't hear the show. So this is if you've ever dabbled with the Ouija board and you got hooked up with something unknowingly, naturally, and it's still with you. So let's release that energy, and we'll see if this will help you. And here we go. I have to count to 100 because some of this energy is pretty potent. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And if your body shivers or shakes or you start yawning or crying, that's good. So don't worry about it. That's part of the reaction of getting this stuff out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, you know, if you feel this is helping you or you feel a reaction, it'd be nice if you could just send us a little ditty on that so we could read it on today's show. So some people might be kind of afraid, wondering if they have something and they felt something leave them or they don't know. So, you know, all the testimonials are good whenever you send them because you're helping other people. So that's you, Ann. And maybe we could do something about, you know, I don't know if we have a question or not, but maybe some people out there are seeing clones falling apart and they want to describe their experience or something. That would be kind of neat. The decaying of a clone or a clone falling apart or breaking down. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I do believe that's happening, Ron. And thank you for clearing that Ouija board thing. And I remembered that friends of mine had one also when we were children. And it's interesting that a lot of kids end up with them. So there must have been some kind of nefarious plan about those things and get, you know, not just let's make these, let's put them in the hands of children like they're a game.
Who was the manufacturer? Was that Milton Bradley or something?
Good question. I have no idea. And they're probably still making them and still giving them to children.
Yeah, probably so.
You know, and because if you get really into it and you're an adult, you're probably like, that's beneath you. And you know, a New Age person that I used to listen to their stuff years ago before I found Creation Lightship, of course, even they used to say, don't ever play with a Ouija board because it just brings in awful entities and ghosts, and they'll waste your time and they might even hurt you and stuff. And you know, they were still doing, you know, like alien channelings, but at least they were that smart to warn people.
I think it's the same company who made Monopoly, possibly. I don't know. Anyway,
could be.
I'm not sure anybody out there knows.
Right.
They can pull their box out of the closet and see who made it as they're throwing it away.
Yeah, and what should, yeah,
on fire,
should just
I say,
the garbage,
you know?
Right? Or maybe break it, make sure nobody finds it in the garbage.
Yeah, I think I'd get a pair of pliers and grab the box, you know, or something. And
yeah, don't even
garbage
it
get outside,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd burn it.
Yeah, burn it. That's good. Okay, now here's another one, and this is something we've talked about before, and you even have a clearing about, but it might be something that a lot of people aren't familiar with it being off and, you know, how important it is to clear this. Could Ron clear the crystal skull energy, please? I was watching a National Geographic program last night. A man living in a cave in the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas had to move his things because of heavy rains, and the cameraman zeroed in on a large crystal skull. I thought, oh boy, if he only knew.
Yeah, I won't clear any skull energies. So that one I'll say no.
Okay. Well, you do have a clearing. Yes. So if you've had a crystal skull clearing run in, that's a good, you know, that's a really good one to do. Okay, we have a nice testimonial here, Ron. I'll read now, if that's okay. Hi, Ron.
Sure.
This past weekend, you did some feet clearings. And today, while I was at work, I noticed how good my feet feel. No aches or pains. And the cramping that I had on my right ankle is gone. I have had an area of numbness and tightness in the parts of my feet where the toes connect to the foot, very similar to peripheral neuropathy. Now I have much more flexibility and strength in that area, and that numbness is mostly gone. If I wanted to, I bet I could pick up a pencil with my toes. I always figured that as one gets older and we don't really exercise our feet anyway, it's probably not uncommon for those muscles to atrophy and get stiff and lose function, and that's where I was. So I'm very pleasantly surprised and happy to be able to feel my feet again. They feel normal. As you said, we'll probably need new shoes. I have come across 3 pairs of my shoes, which only make my feet hurt and cramp, so I can't wear them anymore. Guess I have to buy more shoes. Thank you so much for that healing.
Oh, you're welcome, man. And what you might want to do is a location space clearing. It sounds like you work at a desk. So you want to clear the energy where your feet would be around the desk, because that energy of, your feet cramping or being stiff or whatever is going to be, on the floor where your feet would normally go and, underneath your desk. So do a clearing of that to even further your healing process. And possibly, I'm just using the word possibly, maybe there could be a vortex there, where your feet are, because your feet were having a condition situation going on, and maybe the Utes brought in a vortex there to take away energy from you as you're suffering with cramps and pain. So you may want to do that vortex clearing. I think it might be the planet star vortex, unless we have another clearing that will just clear a vortex. Back to you, Ann.
Yes, and thank you, Ron, because you reminded me that I wanted to bring up the planet star cording release, and part of that is a vortex, because even if the aliens are gone, they could have set up stuff, right? And it might still be here, like a vortex. I mean, they did set that up. And they might still be here and able to harm us, right?
That could be a possibility. Hopefully, as time goes on, this stuff won't be here, but I'm continuously working on this stuff, without indicating that to people. So, trying to make the everything better for everyone. So I do a lot of work on the side, we'll say, that I don't even talk about. So back to you.
Well, we really all appreciate you, Ron. Thank you so much. A couple of people have mentioned feeling like this week has been somewhat chaotic. I guess that was what prompted me to bring up the planet star cording, and then you were talking about vortexes. So would you say that's valid, Ron, that perhaps there's something energetic going on that's causing people to feel like, I don't know, their environment is in chaos a little, or...
I would say that could be a possibility. A couple of ways to look at it. One way, it could be that. So that could be one way. Another way, it could be, people's energies are changing because you're doing more clearings. And the clearings that I'm doing on the planetary clearings, could also make you feel a little off because you're used to being, with that ball and chain around your legs and ankles. And once that gets released, you might feel chaotic because you don't have freedom. So that could be also there, as you're trying to use your old mindset and not moving into the new energy, okay? I guess another way of stating that, you're in your box and the box is safe to you, and one of the walls of the box comes down and you happen to go outside of the box, and now you're feeling a little uncomfortable. and maybe the box is deteriorating, so you have to move out of the box, and maybe you're feeling not as secure, and or the energy of the planet is, I got to be careful as I say this, because it's not that it's changing, it's moving into more of what it used to be. So it is changing, but it's not getting anything really new to it, because it's what it is. So the negativity, using that term, is being released, and the planet now is becoming in more wholeness. It's not getting anything new to it. It's just releasing the darkness, which is what the clearings are that we have on the website. It gets rid of your darkness so you feel better. So, and, you know, I'm reluctant, everybody talks about the dimensions, but have they actually physically visited that dimension and came back and told people what it's like? I imagine there could be somebody out there, but, you know, they use these terms sometimes that you're moving into, you know, a higher dimension, you know, like fourth dimension, fifth dimension, you know, sixth dimension, you know, who knows, and do they really exist? You know, so it gets to be a trap for people. So you're looking for, you know, some type of energetic change, and you're thinking that you're going into a new dimension to have that change, but you're really still here releasing your darkness, and you're still where you were before, but you might equate that with being in a different, you know, dimension. What I could say, if you are in a different dimension, you're not here. Some people will talk about this stuff, raising their vibration and all this other garbage, you know, we'll say, and doing that. Well, did they disappear out of here, you know, as if we're talking about changing dimensions? Because if they did, they probably wouldn't be here. They'd be in the beyond, though, doing something. So if they're still here, they're still here. And they were where they started at, even though they're given all the information about how spiritually advanced they are now from changing dimensions and, you know, whatever. But they're still here. And, you know, if you were in another dimension, you would instantly, if you were here and you changed a little bit, you would start to be able to look out of your eyes and you would see all the aliens walking here around on the planet. You'd see the ships just like you would, you know, looking at anything that you have in the past. And you may even be able to see even more. Maybe you'd be able to see through things. So if you don't have any of that, you're still here. And, you know, that they can, you know, give all that other dimensional stuff to try to update you or give you more DNA, which puts you further, you know, down the rabbit hole because you don't know what it's doing to you. So anyway, I won't get too much into that, but, you know, if you did change your dimension and you're able to move into a higher dimension, we'll say, then, you know, can you draw me a picture of aliens that you see every day and the spaceships and everything else, the UFOs, because you would be seeing them. So if you don't have that, you're still here. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Yes, Ron. Thank you. And I know you have explained that when we do a creation lightship healing, we don't feel something like people are used to, fainting or tingling or laughing or whatever, because all you're doing is taking away the darkness so that we can be more present and here. Because if you're not here, you're nowhere. So, yeah, I sort of laughed when you started talking about, because I know someone who still does a lot of New Age practices, and they explained to me that the ascension has already happened, and we are living in the ascended earth now. And, you know, since 2012, I think it's what she believes. And so you said before, oh, people don't talk about it anymore because they all thought the ascension was going to happen in 2012 and nothing happened. Well, to this person, it did happen, and they believe they've already ascended, even just what you said.
Okay.
So everyone has a viewpoint, you know, but the only thing is when you're at peace, you know you're at peace.
Yeah.
Don't want to go anywhere. Okay, so someone wrote in about clearing of paranormal. They are still selling the Ouija board in toy stores for anyone to buy. I listened to the clearing right now, and my yawns were almost beyond extreme, and I still can't stop. This is a normal process for your shows, but tonight, this is extreme. Must have touched something somewhere. Thanks always. So they really needed that clearing. And the person that wrote in to say thanks, I was yawning, and three names came to me. One was a drunken Native American Indian who was very funny, and two others. So I guess they figured out some more things they need to clear, or maybe those were the things that came out of the Ouija board. I don't know. Okay, let's see.
I'm going to do a clearing for North American Indians. What I want to clear is the people living, and maybe even the emotional bodies, and whatever is attached to them, okay, to Native Americans that are physically living here that have, and even ones in the past, that have been subjected to alcohol. As I know that, we all know that they don't have a tolerance for that. So let me take away the energy of the alcohol from Native Americans here, or North America. I'll use that, North America, and that would also include probably Canada. So here we go. And these will be the Indian tribes that are subjected to that. So here we go. I'll count to 100. And if you happen to have that bloodline in you, you might feel a slight change too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll do a clearing now for entities related to the alcohol. So here we go. That would be with the people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I want to do a clearing also for the Native Americans, and this will be for, it's probably more like an anger clearing for having their land stolen, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll see if that helps clear things out here for listeners who are have the bloodline of North American Indians. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for doing that. Perhaps we have some Native American people listening, and if so, we would love to hear from you. So I was wondering, Ron, it's my understanding that the Native American people, often their spirits like to stay here on the earth because they're very connected. Is that still happening? Are there a lot of Native American entities still on the planet, or do they more move on now?
I think they're sort of still here. You know, I'll be doing some more work in the future to release them, if that's the, you know, if that is the case. So,
great.
Anyway, I'll probably be doing that on my own in the future here.
Okay.
Anyway, I'd say within 6 months I'll be doing something. You know, between now and 6 months.
Great. Well, thank you, Ron. We really appreciate when you share those things with us. So, just so we know. Okay, I'll move on to a new email. I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Felt very strong Masonic energy, and everyone seemed connected. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that you'd be correct on that. There's still a lot of energies here from... I'll just say organizations, because they somehow are able to imprint the past energies, and they're pretty strong. And having them go away is probably a little more difficult than you would think. So anyway, plus you have everybody connected to it who belongs to organizations. So they keep reinforcing it. At some point, you know, all this energy will actually be out of here. When, I can't say. But, you know, anyway. So I'd say that you are correct there. You're feeling those energies of many things. So back to you.
Well, a friend of mine moved from New York to Washington, D.C., you know, about 12 years ago or something, and she said, well, you don't have to wonder anymore why our government's a mess. I've never seen such a group of dumb people in my entire life. And they all work for the government. She used to say, one's dumber than the next.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So somebody wrote in to say, businessman Elijah Bond made the Ouija board in 1890. That's how long it's been around.
Wow.
Yeah. That's really something, right?
Wow, yeah. 1890.
Well, wasn't that when a lot of spiritualism was started going on and, you know, they were into
that's, yeah, yeah, that's the New Age, the New Age movement. You know, you have, you know, those people, I guess the Fillmores, you know, you have religious science, and, you know, you have Christian science, I don't know when Unity came about. You know, you have Mary Baker Eddy and a bunch of other people. So anyway, that was when the movement sort of started back then.
Right.
Legowski or something like that. You know, so you have all these people, along with probably, I won't give the name of the gentleman, but anyway, they're all being guided by something there, you know. So, back to you.
Okay, so we did get an email in, Ron, about a clone breaking down. Dear Ron, my neighbor, sure enough, is a clone and is definitely breaking down. She's getting weak and tired and even thinks she's going to die. And she's a healthy-looking person in her 40s, but I really think she's a clone.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. Probably the clone doesn't know what's happening to them, right?
Yeah, they probably are losing some life force energy and don't know what to do about it, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, it's probably going to happen more and more.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone wrote in about a word clearing. I found a new word to clear on the natal barcode removal, something I used to do a lot. The word is demonstrate. Felt that energy vanish, as you can see what word the first five letters show. And the word is demon. So it's demonstrate.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there are so many, you can just go on and on clearing words. But I guess if something comes to you, and by the way, I don't know if I've said this in a while, but put a name in there. You know, if you feel like, oh, this person's courting me or cursing me, put their name in the natal barcode, too, because I've really noticed a difference from that. Sort of take some of their energy off out of your brain or something. Because if they're cursing you or courting you, I think you don't want to, but you end up kind of thinking about them, and something about the natal barcode helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see if anybody out there is a Native American, if they felt the energy.
Yes.
Send us a little ditty or something.
Yeah, that would be great. And do you think people who you mentioned Native American ancestry, so if you only have like 10% of a Native American in you, you might have felt something as well, right?
Yeah, it'll be in your blood.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll be blood related, so you will have it.
Right. Yes, I
definitely. It doesn't matter what percentage you are, it's still in your blood.
Okay. So
I want to do another clearing here.
Great.
I want to clear the energy. If you have any situations or, you know, of the Civil War. Okay, so we have the North and the South. And, you know, I think I may have done this before or something similar, but I want to just clear the energy away, which could be lots of different energies. So whatever one you have that you may not even know about, could be betrayal, could be hatred toward the, you know, North or South, you know. Could be abandonment, sadness, loss of land, you know, all different things. So here we go. It kind of reminds me of the group, the band. They did that song of... I don't know what it was exactly called, but the one about Dixie or something. Anyway, you might know what it was, but, you know, it said how they took the very best, you know, the North did. That's one of the words in it, paraphrasing. So anyway, here we go. let's clear that energy away from you. You may not even know that you have it. So here we go, releasing whatever energy is, you know, with you, which you may not even know about, but you may have a body reaction. So this is, and if you do know what it is, maybe you're listening and you're from the South, and when I sometimes bring up the North and stealing land and stuff, you might have one of your buttons pushed, you know. And then you also have bloodshed and stuff. So anyway, here we go, releasing that energy from you. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So I think the song had Dixie in it. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows, you know, about that song. I know the band that played that. And they even played it. If you wanted to see the band, I'll just go sideways here, on probably maybe YouTube or Netflix or something. But it's called The Last Waltz by the band, and it's if you like rock and roll, it's very good. So anyway, back to you, and we'll see if we have any comments.
Okay, when I was young, my grandmother took us to Williamsburg, which is down in Virginia, and my aunt said, you know, they're still fighting the Civil War down there. And I was so scared. I thought I was going to see battles. I kept looking out the window as we drove. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized what she was talking about. But, you know, when you hear something like that when you're a little kid, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to see guns and people shooting, and I'd have to duck. Okay, I'll move on with the emails. And again, you know, of course, we would love to hear from anybody if they had any response to the samples Ron has done tonight. And those Native American clearings were not samples. Those were really very, very powerful, thorough clearings because they were done for a whole huge group of people. So that was really something, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in to say, I have done the whole life emotional clearing recently. Thank you. But feel that camera is in my right eye. Also, I have pins and needles stabbing feeling in my left foot. So I believe that what this person needs to do is the alien attack page.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And it'll take care of both of those issues because, unfortunately, the aliens do put cameras in our eyes and microphones in us and all sorts of things, and hopefully they're gone now. I mean, the aliens are gone, but again, as I said earlier, if they put a camera in your eye, it might still be there. And it might not even be operational or hooked up to any aliens anymore, but you sure want that out of your body. Okay. Here's a comment. Sorry, Ron.
You got a comment? Okay.
Yes. Alcohol clearing for all North American tribes. One, wow, Ron, I have yawned like a whole lot through all of these clearings just now. I must have some Native American in me. My ex-boyfriend certainly was Native American, and he was an alcoholic. Have yawned more through this clearing than any clearing yet. Wow, thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's sad.
What happens as I'm doing these shows live, I do get like a snippet of information as I'm talking to you about what to clear next. So I could say that, you know, almost all the time, you know, I do talk to the co-host normally before for like 5 minutes. and we kind of talk over what could be, you know, what's on the inbox and stuff. And aside from that, the shows just kind of run themselves. So there was probably some energy coming that needed to have be cleared. So that's what I picked up, and that's what I'm doing is clearing that. So none of the shows that we do is actually, you know, pre-thought out or anything else. It's all spontaneous. So that's the way the shows work. I'm going to be doing another clearing here. I just got to figure out what it is. So you could probably go on and to see what's what.
Okay. I like to stick to these paranormals, you know, because Saturday night, if you're a new listener or just need a reminder, there'll be another BBS radio station show tomorrow at 7, same time, BBS radio station 2. And it's a very wonderful healing show that includes a trip to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So be sure and be on that show tomorrow night live if you can be. And we have more announcements, but let me get on with some another interesting email here. Clone collapse. I see in the media a famous female career politician who seems to be in the process of having her clone deconstruct before our eyes. Lots of film of her collapsing and behaving weird in front of crowds. She is known to have a body double to prevent the public from catching on, but she is not fooling anyone when you can see it happening, especially on her recent trip to India where she supposedly tripped on stairs, which seems to happen a lot. Interesting. Well, I, for one, have no idea who they're talking about, but...
Oh, I got another clearing here.
Okay.
So this is paranormal. I mentioned before that a lot of people's bodies have invisible external hardware attached to you. Well, I could say them, so that way it's not too personal for you. And these could be, you know, fiber optic tubes, hydraulic hoses, different things like this. What I, when I was looking, I saw that some people, maybe all of you have this, some type of, I'll just use the word hoses, hydraulic hoses, maybe inside of your mouth, and some of those leak, okay? And so you may have a physical condition, maybe with gums and teeth or something. And what I'm going to do is, remove these energies, these hoses from you, because the mouth is pretty small, and we'll take away the poisons. I can't guarantee I'll get all the hoses out, but we'll do what we can. And the leaking hoses have some type of foreign energies in them that our body's not compatible with, and it could cause your teeth to have problems, or gums, or maybe even you're swallowing it and you get an upset stomach or something. So here we go. Let's release that. So taking away the holes. So I got to count to 100 again. And there'll be a lot of energy coming your way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. This would be the artificial intelligent energies attached to you. The AIs, or it could even be some type of synthetic type of alien energies that we know nothing about. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. I know I'm undoing connectors that are there. That these are attached to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I'm on 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, 80. Taking off the hardware now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Still not completed, so another 100 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Taking it off your sinuses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And right now we're taking off these connectors, some type of energy tubes off of your out of your gums where your teeth are, under the teeth roots. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I'm on 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll do 100 again on your teeth, roots of your teeth and gums, getting rid of this this hardwood, and we'll get rid of the poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And it's possible your saliva is really feeling different. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think we're on 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. You might want to get a glass of water and kind of slush it around your mouth and spit it out. Now we're going to get rid of the poisons, the fluid that was in these tubes, hardware. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Getting the solution out of your mouth, which is energetic that you can't see, but somewhere it's real on timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see how you're feeling. We still have 10 minutes to go at the show. We'll quit about 5 after here, I guess. So if you feel anything, please send us something on clsquestions@yahoo.com or the fast chat there. So back to you, Ann.
That was fantastic, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. And will that wonderful healing also work on the archives for people?
Yeah, it'll work 3 times, yes.
Okay. Wow, thank you so, so much. I'm a little surprised it's as late as it is in the show, and I just want to take a moment. So we do have a lot of emails in here. I doubt we'll even get to them, but to them all. But tomorrow, it's a very important announcement, 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron is doing the Ascension Preparation Call. It will be 3 hours long, and within it will be many things, starting with, we will be bilocated to Creation Lightship for physical healings and to remove all sorts of densities and parasites and any leftover alien energies. And also, Ron charges 7 bottles of water for us on these Saturday calls. So you can still sign up to join that call by going to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and all the information, just click on the top there. It talks about the monthly calls. And you do not have to be live. You can be a registered absentee participant in the call. And there's another one on Sunday that's going to start at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And same goes...
It's 11 now.
Sorry. It starts at 11, and you can also still sign up for that one. And that's going to go for 6 hours, and then Ron's going to add on 2 hours of private healing, is I guess the right way to say it, because we'll remain on Creation Lightship, but that'll be the time that you'll want to speak what healings you want worked on for yourself out loud or write them down. I'm more and more leaning on the writing them down. I feel like that feels better because then I know it's very clear and the light beings know what my requests are. Michelle talked about that the other week so clearly, I thought, and I said, yeah, I do write things down a lot, but not every time, and now I'm doing it every time. Because the communication part is important, right, Ron? Do you want to add anything to that?
No, that's good, yeah. You just want to communicate with the light beam there on your monitor screen of what you would like to have worked with. And also, if you're on the call, you know, physically, then you do request your healings when we're on the light ship. And, you know, normally I like to have people just concentrate on one particular issue. But you could do maybe two of them, but you don't want to go all over the map. And you don't want to say, just do fix me, because that doesn't work. So you have to pick an issue. I want to do one more clearing, and then maybe you could see if we have any, maybe you can go over the testimonials or whatever's there for what we have done tonight so far. So I want to do a clearing, and this will work for veterans, but as more focused on, but it will still work for veterans. Bullets. People have might have bullet fragments in them, or you know, your body could have the poison from you know, bullets. So I was looking at the Civil War, and I think that's what harmed most of the people there, because the bullets went through people and brought stuff into your body for infection. So anyway, if you have any problem with the bullet in you, which you won't know, it'll be energetic now for you, but you still may have the poisons. Okay, let's just keep it real simple here. So here we go. Let's do that. So I'll count to 100 to get rid of the poison from bullets and the metals, etc., shrapnel, whatever it would be. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'll repeat that again to get some more energy out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So I might do on the call tomorrow, I might do, I'm thinking of maybe doing some pins on that call. So if you're interested in doing that, because we haven't been doing pin calls or shackle calls, so I'll probably be doing that tomorrow. So if you're interested in having some relief, I think I'll incorporate that in the Saturday call. So back to you, Ann. I'm going to read a few things that's come in.
Yes. Do you want to just tell people what you mean by that, Ron, though? Because I'm always sensitive. We might have new listeners, especially since you just did so many expos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you have energetic pins in your body. And so as I release them, you have more freedom of movement, we'll say. Typically, like if you have pins in your neck, you can't move your neck, you know, all the way in one direction or something. Maybe your neck hurts. Maybe it cracks all the time. And then I release the pins, and you may have more movement, you know, in your neck. And maybe they're causing you pain, and all of a sudden your pain goes away. The shackles are normally on your neck and wrist, you know, just like you see with the prisoners, in a sense, maybe knees and ankles. So you don't have to be necessarily like a slave, like we see on TV with the, you know, the African Americans, you know, having, you know, when the, you know, in the old days here, it's just say 1800s or maybe even early 1900s. We normally relate that just to, you know, Afro-Americans, but, you know, you do have this attached to you. Everybody has these things. So they can be physical on timelines or energetic attached to your body here. So anyway, so back to you.
Okay, we do have a testimonial here about the Native American clearing. The Native American clearing Ron just did had me yawning and expelling air the entire time. I had to travel to both Arizona and Vancouver, British Columbia this year, and both places are totally immersed in Native American culture, especially the resorts. The parks in Vancouver had totem poles all over, constant reminders of the former lifestyles of reservations everywhere. And I forgot to add, I am not Native American, but felt that clearing as I must have absorbed their energy while there. Nor do I drink alcohol at all, just an empath.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you might just be a person who, like, I've known people that, you know, volunteered on Native American reservations to teach school, et cetera, and people who live nearby, and so they know a lot of Native Americans, and you could kind of cross over into over-empathizing and then, you know, be kind of courted or something to them. Or visiting, like that listener said. Okay. Hydraulics. I had sensitivities in my gums and along my jaw, head, and sinus during the clearing. I felt a sense of relaxation finally and a sensation of drooling, actually. I feel a bit numb right now. I've been suffering teeth and gum problems excessively this year. I was getting somewhat desperate. I did an entity clearing last Friday, and that helped enormously. I feel that I go through a healing before I understand the complete healing. That's an interesting way to put it, and I think that's very accurate, because we sometimes we're not fully aware of what's happened to us or is happening to us until we... Okay, someone else wrote in, I am not Native American in this life. Must have been in the past. I felt the clearing today deeply. I need to clear the word reservation. Bad energy on that word. Virgil Caine was his name that drove old Dixie down. That was the band song, Ron, that you were talking about.
Oh, and, okay.
Somebody else sent in the quote from that song, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Just take what you need and leave the rest, but they have taken the very best.
Yeah. So was Virgil Caine, was he a, I think that was actually a real person that, you know, led, was he like a general or something, I'm wondering? Maybe we can, or just a made-up name. But anyway, if you have one more there.
Right, yeah, let me see, we do. Going to get to all the emails, Ron, so Kathy can cover them tomorrow night. Let's see what else just came in here. Okay, again, on the Native American clearings, felt like my body was strongly pulsing on and off during the American Indian clearings. Thank you. That's interesting.
Yeah, I might do some more of that tomorrow on the Saturday call. We'll see if... send me an email, and if you would like me to do something, maybe there's something that I could do to help out more of the North American Indians and the energy that's still here. So,
right, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are you know, people that overemphasize, like that person that said they were traveling there. They weren't necessarily.
Yeah, but it could be a soul family connection bleeding through. So,
right,
that would definitely affect them. So,
okay.
We probably do one more email, then we'll close the show here. I guess if you see something, Ann.
All righty. Well, this one came in regarding the Wednesday show, the accident clearing that you did. Hi, Ron. Thanks for the healing tonight. It wasn't an accident, I recall, but I did take my brother to the eye surgery clinic recently for a procedure, and I had to stay in the waiting room. The next day, my left eye was weakened. Left eye feels stronger now. I have the unlimited entity removal healing and will use it until it feels normal.
Great. Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. And at the end, we'll say, and keep me real. No, and make me real. So here we go. Mind of heart drop. So you have to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your response. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scene. And definitely thank you, all your listeners. So we'll see you later. Blessings. Good evening.